We bring in Georgia baseball coach Scott Strickland. And, Coach, congratulations on Tuesday night. Good win start to finish, and nice to win the season series over the Yellow Jackets. So we'll be going for the sweep against them at SunTrust next month. But I know that felt really good to beat up on Tech again.
Well, I thought we played really well. Kevin Smith gave us a great start, and then Zach Kristofak just kind of kept us in the game. We had a lead, and you know, Zach's really reliable, so we kept him out there. You know, maybe an inning too long, but Drew Mooney came in and saved the day and got it done for us.
Yeah, that was fantastic, and the two out hits, all the runs scoring with two outs, and that was also great to see.
Yeah, guys stepped up with two outs. We had some really good at-bats. Tucker Maxwell had a big two RBI hit, and Tucker Bradley got his first RBI of the season. And then the big blow was Michael Curry coming through with that two-run home run to expand that lead a little bit and give us a little bit of breathing room.
What, you know, Curry, I know y'all had gone to Begar catching most of the games, and now y'all have gone back a little bit to Curry catching some, and I know Begar has struggled at the plate, but does Curry, I know he's one of those high energy guys that, you know, the motor's always running with him, but there may not be a difference, but what do you see around him in the dugout when he's DHing as opposed to when he's catching?
You know, not really much of a change. Michael, it's like you said, he's on all the time. Someone's always put a quarter in that kid. He's always going, a lot of energy. But, you know, he has caught really well. The last three games he's caught, we've won. He will catch tomorrow night. So he's going to work his way back in there. He's worked extremely hard to fix the issues that he has behind the plate, and he's done a good job. So he's going to catch tomorrow night, and he's certainly going to catch a little bit more often as we go down the stretch.
Yeah, that's great to see. And he's having another great offensive season, kind of just basically picked up where he left off last year.
Yeah, the biggest thing is, you know, he's really cut down his strikeouts. His strikeouts have been cut in half, and he's still maintained his aggressiveness. But, you know, last year when the pitcher was releasing the ball, he was swinging. No matter what, he was swinging. If it bounced 5 feet in front of the plate, it didn't matter. He was swinging. And he has really slowed that down a little bit. But the great thing is he's still putting great swings on, you know, pitches to hit. So the strikeouts have gone down, the walks have gone up, the production has gone up, his RBIs are up, and he's on pace to go you know, above the 11 home runs he hit last year. So he's having a great year at the plate.
How much are these swinging at balls in the dirt? I mean, there's a transition from high school to college, obviously, but how much of that is just experience and getting a year under your belt of guys just seeing more quality pitching night in and night out than they do in high school?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing is just the experience. You saw with Shunk earlier in the year, he kind of struggled with that breaking ball, and Proctor's still trying to fix that issue of just seeing the breaking ball a little bit longer. And what it comes down to is just trusting yourself. And when you trust yourself as a hitter, you let the ball travel a little bit further. You don't make your decision to swing as early. And when you don't trust yourself, you're swinging and starting your swing earlier. And if they're throwing changeups and sliders and you're thinking fastball, you're going to look silly sometimes. So I think more than anything, it's just being able to take a breath and relax and trust yourself a little bit more than what you were when you were a freshman.
Well, there's no doubt Curry is really squaring it up really well right now, and so is Cam Shepard. And love seeing Tucker Bradley in the leadoff spot on Tuesday. He got four hits and finally got that first RBI, so I know that felt good for him.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, Tucker's a really good player. And, you know, I think we said it on the radio after the game Tuesday night that coming into the season, those inner squads in late January, early February, you could argue he was our best guy. He was just driving our pitchers crazy. They couldn't get him out. He was bunting. He was stealing. He was hitting base hits everywhere. And then the season started, and he got off to a little bit of a slow start. And sometimes as a freshman, that can pile on you. And I think he started to press. But he's relaxed a little bit. He's got almost 100 at-bats under his belt, and he slowed the game back down. And that's what I think you're starting to see with some of our guys, our young guys, is the game's starting to slow down for them, and they're relaxing a little bit more. But Tucker Bradley's a really, really good player, and he's got a great future for us.
Talking with Georgia baseball coach Scott Strickland.
Now, Coach, every year, every coach at University of Georgia has the goal of beating Georgia Tech, and so you've done that twice now, clinched the season series. In a season that admittedly, from your perspective, hasn't been as good a one as you would have wanted it to be. What are the other goals on the table? Is it, right now, at this point, is it just making it to Birmingham for the SEC tournament?
Well, we got to make sure we get our young kids to Hoover. And there's no question. Get them there. Get them as much experience as possible. That's what our goal is. But, you know, to finish strong, we've got four more series left in the conference. We play four great teams, all four top 25 teams. So it's going to be a challenge. But to finish this season strong, to get some momentum going into Hoover, and go in there and try to make some noise with these young kids and get these guys experience so when they walk in to the locker room in August next year, they've grown up even a little bit more. And that's the most important thing to me, is that we just keep growing and keep getting better.
Talking with Georgia baseball coach Scott Strickland, the Dogs hosting Florida this weekend. And the first game of the series will be tomorrow night at 7. Let's talk a little bit about the Gators. The typical part of their team is that they bring in some great pitching. They may not be hitting quite what they have the last few years, but I know they are a terrific fielding team. What are some of the other notes to throw out there about this Florida team that we're going to see this weekend?
Well, the thing that stands out is their starting pitchers. Fido, who we'll see tomorrow night, is going to be a first-round pick. And then Singer and Kowar will go Saturday and Sunday, and both of those guys will most likely be first-round picks next year. So three great starters, probably the best starting rotation in the country. You could really argue that. Their bullpen's young, so I think the biggest key to us is try to get the starters out of the game and get to the bullpen. They're talented, but they are young in the bullpen. You mentioned their offense. They really struggled early on, and they've picked it up a little bit. And they've swung the bats better here. They scored a lot of runs 2 weeks ago at Vanderbilt and won a series. And they just won a series against South Carolina last weekend, scored some runs against their pitching staff. So their offense has picked up a little bit. They're a veteran team. They've got a lot of guys that were playing last year, and I think that shows defensively. They play really well. They play really hard. They're well coached, and it's another top 10 team for the Gators.
I believe on Saturday, when Cam had the solo homer that ended up winning the first game of that doubleheader, J.J. Schwartz, a couple hours before that, had hit a grand slam in the eighth inning that ended up winning that game for Florida, if I remember correctly. So we were talking about the offense struggled early on. They picked it up a little bit, and they still got some of those. It's kind of like Vandy, and in a sense that maybe their offense isn't quite what it's been the last couple of years, but at the same time, they've got some places in the lineup you got to be very, very careful with, or you'll get burned.
Yeah, it is still a dangerous lineup. You know, guys have scuffled a little bit, but you know, the guy you mentioned, J.J. Schwartz, when he was a freshman, he had 18 home runs, and I mean, he was the consensus best hitter in the country as a freshman. And you know, he's gone through some struggles. You know, last year wasn't the year he wanted to have, and this year he started out slow. And you know, sometimes guys do that in their draft year. They try a little bit too hard. JJ's a really good hitter, and he's got a lot of power. He started to pick it up here a little bit. So you know, we got to be careful with him. And you know, they've got some guys around him that can really swing. And the guy that's really picked it up for him is a senior named Ryan Larson, who coming into the year had just been a role player for his first 3 years. And he's having a great senior year and really gotten hot here the last 3 or 4 weeks. So you still got to be careful with their offense. And runs are going to be at a premium, you know, to off their pitching staff. So you got to make sure that you don't give them any free passes. You play clean baseball and you pitch really well to their main guys to keep them off the scoreboard.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about Cam Shepherd. He's obviously had a great freshman season for you and been one of your most important players. Where is his performance lined up with the expectations you had for him coming in as a freshman? Has he exceeded expectation?
Maybe a little bit, but we knew he was going to be a great player. You know, to see him as comfortable as he is in the batter's box, you rarely see him take an uncomfortable swing or having an uncomfortable at bat, just because we talked about it earlier, the trust in his hands are so quick and his wrists are so strong, he doesn't have to cheat very often. And when you don't have to cheat, you can let that ball travel a little bit further, you can see it a little bit longer, you don't swing at balls in the dirt. And when he gets pitches to hit, he's putting the barrel on it. And the thing that's been really impressive is some teams have tried to throw him fastballs inside, and he's been able to get that barrel to it and hit some doubles down the left field line and hit some home runs. So he's a really, really good hitter. that is very calm in the batter's box. He doesn't panic, and that's just kind of how he plays. He's a very kind of a cool kid. You know, everything is just kind of on an even keel level, and he doesn't let things bother him. So I think that's the thing that I've been most impressed with, is just how calm he's been. You know, as a freshman, sometimes you get that heart rate going a little bit, and you don't see that with him very often.
Coach, you mentioned that we'll see Fiedo and Singer and Kowar. How are we going to match up with them starting-wise with our pitchers this weekend?
Andrew Gitz will start tomorrow night, and Chase Atkins will remain on Saturday. We're just going to keep him in that same spot, even though we really like him in that Sunday spot. But he pitched really good in Game 2 last week against Florida, so he'll pitch on Saturday. And then Kevin Smith will go back into the rotation. Coach Corral and him, they've made some adjustments. It showed a little bit on Tuesday with his arm slot. He's gotten up a little bit higher. That arm slot was getting down a little bit too low, and his ball was flattening out. So got him up a little bit higher. He's going to get a little bit more sink on that baseball and hopefully get more ground ball. So he'll be our Game 3 starter.
By the way, speaking of Chase Atkins, that was a heck of a performance on Saturday by him to go 8 innings and give up 2 hits, 8 scoreless innings.
Yeah, really remarkable when you consider that, you know, they had 6 lefties in that lineup, and lefties have traditionally given him a little bit of problems just because he's not able to use that slider as much against the lefties, and the wind was blowing out. When that game started, you know, I was thinking, oh boy, keep the ball out of the air, and this could be a high-scoring game just because it was jumping in batting practice and thought there were going to be a lot of runs scored. And lo and behold, it's a 1-0 game. And I think I said to Jeff afterwards, if you would have told me this was going to be a 1-0 game, I would have lost a lot in that bet, because just the way the conditions were, I thought it might be a high-scoring game.
Oh, no question. That was that's why baseball is such a weird game. You think something's going to happen, and it goes completely the other way, and you just don't know. And hopefully he'll be able to do that again Saturday afternoon. Florida rolling into town. The injuries, I hate this, they're starting to kind of add up a little bit. I know coaches don't like to use them as excuses, but you got to have that next man step up. But Shunk being out, hated it for Trey Logan. I know he's one of those guys that doesn't play a ton, but he's like a glue guy, one of those veterans you love having on your team. And you mentioned Will Campbell's been fighting some back issues. Sullivan's been out all year. So I know it's just one of those things where the next man's got to step up and get it done.
Yeah, we've got 4 position players out. 3 of those guys were, you know, opening day projected as starters. So, it's been a little bit tough, and our bench is really short when it comes to, what we're going to be able to do offensively. So it's imperative that we stay healthy from here on out. Trey and Aaron Shunk and Sullivan are out for the year. Will Campbell, we're hoping to have back in the lineup at some point. He's not going to be available this weekend, but he's getting a little bit better. So we're hoping maybe next weekend that Will Campbell will be back and available. We've got some guys on the pitching staff that are going to be out this weekend. Cairns is out, Tucker is out, and Christian Ryder is still out. So, you know, Cairns is going through a little bit of arm soreness. We're going to rest him as precaution. Everything's cleared. Doctor says he's fine, a little tendonitis. Shane Tucker's had some stuff off and on this year. He's not going to be available this weekend, and Christian Ryder, we're hoping we'll be back next weekend. So we're a little bit banged up altogether. 7 guys on the DL for us this weekend, and we just got to overcome it. A lot of teams are going through it. Florida's going through it. They're starting catchers out. They're starting third basemen's out. So everybody's going through it a little bit this time of year, and it is what it is. You got to deal with it, and you just got to go over and go out and make the best of it.
So that makes sense, because Jeff and I didn't want to ask you why Cairns wasn't up in the 9th inning Tuesday, but I guess that explains it.
Yeah, he was playing catch before the game, and he felt fine on Monday, and he was playing catch before the game, and he approached us and just said, I'm really sore. And he didn't throw on Monday. It was the off day, and he just, I'm really sore. So I went to see the doc yesterday, and, you know, doc gave him, you know, you're fine, but let's get you on some anti-inflammatories. Let's get some of that soreness out of there. And he is going to be down this weekend.
All right. Well, it'll help not having a midweek game next week also. And I guess with that said, the Gators, and then it's off to Lexington. Also, the Saturday game will have the 30th anniversary of that 1987 team that went to the College World Series. I know a lot of those guys are excited to be back as well.
Yeah, we're excited to have that group back. I mean, we've got over 20 former players coming back. Coach Weber's coming back. So, yeah, it'll be great to see those guys back on the field. Chris Carpenter, the great pitcher and punter, from Gainesville will be throwing out that first pitch, along with the great all-time great Charlie Trippi is going to be throwing out the first pitch. So our catcher better be ready because Coach Trippi might be 95, but it might come in at 95 coming from that guy.
Hey, if you had said, "Hey, Blake Cairns is out, but we got Charlie Trippi in the bullpen," I'd be, "Hey, let him get out there. I bet he could. He'd still come close to getting somebody out if he could. He's awesome."
I actually sent a message to him his way yesterday saying that same thing. Make sure he's ready to suit up because that guy's an all-time gamer. He's still sharp as a tack and just a great man. Honored to be able to call him a friend and be around him.
That's fantastic. All right, Coach, thanks very much. Always great talking to you. And we'll see you at the yard this weekend.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, that's Georgia coach Scott Strickland. The Dogs hosting Florida this weekend, 7 o'clock tomorrow, 2 o'clock Saturday, and 1 o'clock on Sunday.